Hello, GWA. This is Channel Orange. And I know I'm a noob, and probably not many people are very interested in listening to me ramble about myself, but while I touch myself, but who cares? I'm doing it. I'm doing both. And I'll be answering CB's playfully innocent, lustful list of intimate topics. Ooh. And yeah, I hope I don't bore you too much. Fair word of warning, this will contain a lot of stuttering, some swearing, a lot of stupidity, and yeah, some pretty shameless sex things. So here we go. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar am I to my GWA persona? Like I said, did I say this? I mean, I just posted my first GWA audio submission a few days ago, and it was an improv, and so I guess that's the closest thing to how I am in real life. I mean, if I had to pick a number, it probably would be an 8.5 out of 10. It's pretty similar, me in real life and my GWA persona. I know, I'm not very interesting, nor am I full of the spice of life that is Verity. I'm very sorry. Number two, what's the story behind my username? Channel Orange. Well, I enjoy Frank Ocean, and I have a bunch of internet handles that I usually use, but I'm fairly new to Reddit. I would say I've been here for about a couple of months, and most of the handles that I usually use were already taken. So yeah, that's your story. I like Frank Ocean. I need a new username that wasn't taken, so why the hell not go with Channel Orange? Right. Number three, how many languages do I speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. Wow, tall order, folks. I guess if we're bearing it all for this questionnaire, I'm of mixed heritage. I'm a Midwest / East Coast girl. I am part Malay, part Korean, and part Dutch. And so, but despite my very varied heritage, I have, oh god, this is gonna sound so bad, I never actually learned the respective languages of my heritage, aside from probably like a couple of swear words and what my family calls me when I'm being annoying. So I'm afraid the say something sexy for you guys part, I need to pass on that, because I don't know a lot of foreign languages and I'm not very sexy, so sorry. Number four, who is my celebrity lookalike? Ooh, tough one. I really don't know. Look, let me just describe myself for you guys, okay? Good eyebrows. I'm very proud of them. Dark eyes. Short hair in waves that I recently ombre'd, so it's light blonde at the ends, and it's my natural color. It's dark at the roots. And I guess you could probably guess my complexion by my mixed Malay, Korean, Dutch, American heritage. So I'm on the petite side. I'm only 5'2". So yeah, if you guys know, if you guys have any idea what I look like, then feel free to tell me. That sounds weird. Number five, who knows my secrets? Can I share any of them with you? Secrets. What secrets? Oh my God. I'm sorry, GWA. I'm very boring. I don't have a large collection of sexy lingerie. I look pretty good in boy shorts, I guess. Can there you go. There you go. That's your secret. Number six. Oh God, I'm bad at this. Number six. What bad habit? It's already robbing my abilities for speech. Number six. What bad habits do I have? I'm pretty sloppy, I guess. If my roommates didn't nag me once in a while to like clean up my side of the house, I probably never will. I swear. I swear a lot. I'm trying not to. Because the fact that I swear kind of runs contrary with my wish to be seen as a nice young lady. So yeah, I'm trying to cut back on that. And what other bad habits do I have? I guess I have a huge ego. No, I can't think of any bad habits. Okay. Number seven. Okay, number seven, tell us the story of losing my virginity. Whoa, okay. The guy wasn't really my boyfriend. Oh God, that sounded so bad. What I meant was, we liked each other, but neither of us really had the courage to ask each other out. I had no idea what the problem was on his part, but on my part, I thought, if this guy couldn't even muster up the courage to ask me out properly, then he must have not wanted me very much. And I guess I was also a bit of in denial about it because I really liked him, but and it just really didn't compute. You know, that he liked me back because he was incredible and I'm definitely not. So, and just be, I'm just, obnoxious. And so, but yeah, we were still friends. He would, he would walk me to my house. He would, drive me places. We'd go out for meals a lot. We saw an opera together one time. Yeah, and we just hung out a lot, but we never discussed whether or not we were actually a thing. So, on the summer before we went to college, I guess all of this frustration kind of built up and just exploded, you know. We talked, but then we ended up arguing, and then I guess you could say we fucked it out of each other. It was not the most romantic thing, but it was pretty intense, and I guess it's telling that my first time was basically a hate fuck. I don't know. This is embarrassing. Let's just move on. Number eight, how frequently do I have sex with someone else? To tell you the truth, I have not seen a lot of action for the past year. So, how frequently do I have sex with someone else? Not as much as I like. And with myself, more often than I'd like. You would not want to know, friends. Number nine, what is my biggest regret? Not eating that taco that I, the last time I went to a party, it just sat there all sad and uneaten until the end, and it made me very regretful and think about all of my life choices. Number 10, what would I choose as my death row meal? Oh God. Morbid, aren't we? I guess a nice piping hot pan of lasagna. I could eat an entire pan of lasagna like you wouldn't believe, buddy. Or maybe a pan of macaroni casserole. Those are the same things. Apparently, I'm boring and not sexy and a bit obsessed with pasta. That's my subconscious right there. There you go, GWA. Number 11. What is my favorite scent? On me or on someone else? On me, I really like floral scents. I'm very partial to Clinique's Happy Eau de Toilette line. Also, any fragrance produced by Kenzo. But on someone else, I would say a nice shower, you know? Just the nice smell of soap and musk, and oh boy, if they only had their towel just around their waist and I could see their back and shoulders and oh yeah. Anyway, number 12. What do I wear to bed on a regular night? A large oversized sweater, thinned from overuse and an abundance of fabric softener. And sometimes when it gets really cold, some thigh highs, socks, not boots, because that would be weird. I don't really wear pants to bed. On sexy time nights, I guess it would be the same thing. I guess I'd put a little more effort, you know, in the underwear department, but yeah, still oversized t-shirt, still thigh-high socks. So far it's not doing it for anybody, but yeah, that's what I'll wear. 13. Do I read in bed? Yes. Often. Who is my favorite author? Ooh, I have a lot of favorite authors, but okay, I'll be honest with you. I'm currently reading Dante's Divine Comedy to bed. I know, not exactly sexy time material, nor actually bedtime material, but what are you gonna do, right? And yeah, that's what I'm reading in bed currently, because that's what I'm reading. I guess Dante is my favorite author. I mean, this guy, he is an actual the most storytellingiest storyteller that you could ever get. I mean, he is egotistical, he is poetic, he actually, uses his girlfriend Beatrice as the inspiration and basically deifies her in his text. Oh man, I mean, yeah, currently Dante is it check he's checking all of my boxes, man. 14. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Okay, like I said, I haven't exactly been getting a lot of action with someone else for the past year. I did go to a bar with some friends a few weeks ago, and well, I guess I made out with a guy because he grabbed my butt, and then we got to second base, and that's it. That is my ro most recent sexual encounter, GWA. There you go. 15. What word best describes me inside the bedroom and outside the bedroom? Ugh. I guess it would say, I would say, I don't know. I'm a little on the vanilla side, but I also like to be on top. Outside the bedroom, I epitomize the word wallflower. So yeah, I guess on in the inside the bedroom, the word that would best describe me is aggressively vanilla. Is that even one word? And outside the bedroom, it would. Oh God, what did I say for outside the bedroom? What? Oh my brain is starting to stop working. Okay, I'll just go to the next question. Do I have any tattoos or piercings? Yes, I have a tattoo on my forearm. It's a quote from Caitlin Seal, one of my favorite poet. You can find her on Tumblr. And what I have on my arm here right now is the quote is, "Let us pray for the courage roaring in your Colosseum chest, that it stays hungry and that it wins." So I have that on my forearm. And any piercings? No, not yet. I mean, I might get a piercing if I could muster up the courage to punching a hole on my body part, but yes. Tattoos, yes. Piercings, no. Oh God, 17. Have I ever come without touching my pussy? Yes. So I commute, and when I was going home one afternoon, for some reason, I was insanely turned on. And then on one stop, this guy walks in, and I wanted to climb him like a tree. I wanted to press him down on the floor and just do vigorously. So yeah, I guess I guess I just edged myself just looking at him. And then I held it until I got back home, because my place is not really far, is not very far from where I get off. That sounded dirty. But yeah, have I ever come without touching my pussy? Yes, I have. 18. Okay. What is my record for coming in 24 hours. Did I challenge myself to it, or did it just happen? Am I multi-orgasmic? Yes, I'm multi-orgasmic. My record is probably probably 8 times. It's not a spectacular number, but I did not challenge myself. I was just really, really horny and really sexually frustrated. So yeah, that happened within 24 hours, and it is both a source of probably misplaced pride and embarrassment for me. Okay, just hold on. 19, what is on my sexual bucket list? Oh, not a lot. I mean, I'm, like I said, I'm pretty vanilla. I would love it if someone were to, okay, guys, you know that Holy Palmer scene from Romeo and Juliet? I mean, we all have some degree of over-itness with Romeo and Juliet, but the Holy Palmer scene just really, just, it checks all of my boxes. You know the one, good pilgrim, you do wrong your hands too much. Which motherly devotion shows in this? For saints have hands that pilgrim's hands do touch, and palm to palm is Holy Palmer's kiss. You know, it's that one. And if someone were to recite it with me while we're doing it, I think that would make me very, very happy. And on that note, I identify a lot with Isabella from Measure for Measure. So, God, this sounds really geeky. If someone were to deign to be the Angelo to my Isabella, and if possibly someone else were to deign to be the Duke to our Angelo and Isabella, then yeah, I could cross one thing off my sexual bucket list. Number 20. Okay, number 20. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you, hopefully while having an orgasm. If I had to be poetic about this, I guess it would, I would say enough tension to feel like I'm about to explode. My vision goes hot. It's like I'm being stabbed with a weapon of pure pleasure. And a never-ending cascade of gut-wrenching pleasure. And relief, apparently. So, yeah. If I had to describe an orgasm, yeah, in more simpler terms, it would be really, really good. Okay, so those were all of the questions for the hysterical questionnaire. I hope you didn't mind me talking your ear off for 25 minutes and more. I had a lot of fun doing this. I hope you managed to get some measure of enjoyment from me. And I guess I'll see you guys when I see you. This has been Channel Orange. Bye.